It's Morning Edition. I'm Carrie Nolan. It's a new fiscal year, and that means a new New York City budget. The City Council voted shortly after midnight to adopt Mayor de Blasio's $88 billion budget. It was a plan that only passed after weeks of protests, back and forth between council members and the mayor, and a lot of finger-pointing. City agencies across the board will shoulder painful cuts due to COVID-related revenue losses and costs. But the most intense negotiations leading up to the last minute were about cuts to the NYPD. We're joined now by WNYC reporters Yasmin Khan and Gwen Hogan, who's actually at City Hall, where police have moved in and things are a little bit tense. She joins us on Skype. Good morning, Gwen. What's happening there?
Good morning. Yeah, there, you know, throughout the night, protesters had taken some of the city blocks around the occupied City Hall. But then as the morning came, they went back into the plaza to fortify the boundaries. And now, you know, I'm about a half a block away where there's, you know, I would say a couple, you know, dozens, if not, you know, 100 or maybe more police officers who are lined up in riot gear. They have shields, they have batons. And there's sort of a tense standoff that's happening. The activists are urging people to remain calm, not to agitate, not to throw things. The mood is pretty festive, but, you know, it's one of those moments that could flip on a dime and become violent.
Yasmin, the budget negotiation is always kind of a dance, but this year the overall budget was cut significantly because of the public health crisis. Can you give us the broad strokes of this new fiscal plan that takes effect today?
Yeah, hi. This budget process was painful, Carrie. Earlier this year, before the public health crisis, the mayor proposed a budget that was more than $95 billion, and we're down to a plan that's about $88 billion. So there are deep cuts across city agencies, as you mentioned. This is a budget that does draw on city reserves, and it does fund some important programs. You know, the city council restored funding for summer youth jobs. The budget addresses food insecurity, and it restores a school counselor program for the highest need kids. But the city actually still needs to find another $1 billion in labor savings between now and October. Otherwise, there could be layoffs of up to 22,000 city employees.
Community advocates have called for at least a $1 billion cut to the NYPD, and the mayor said he'd get there. Yasmin, where did City Hall and the council land on this?
It's not quite a billion, or it depends on how you view a cut versus moving money around. And, you know, the people who wanted major cuts to the NYPD wanted savings that could be reinvested in young people and in communities of color. So this was a debate about providing resources that promote public safety, just not through policing. So what they landed on was that some personnel under the NYPD will now go to other city agencies, like school safety agents will gradually shift back to the Department of Education. There is a pretty big cut to the overtime budget for uniformed officers. There have been cuts in the past to OT, though, that haven't really been met. The city will be eliminating a new class of cadets scheduled for July. So that's about close to 1,200 officers that won't start this summer. Otherwise, there is no hiring freeze for the NYPD, which is a real sticking point for some people. And the mayor does expect patrol levels to stay the same. There will also be a new class of cadets starting in October, so there will be new officers added later this fall.
Gwen, it's kind of hard to remember a time when people have been this energized around a city budget. You've been talking to protesters camped outside, and you referred to kind of a festive atmosphere. But has that energy sort of changed on the ground overnight into the morning?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, just going back a little bit, like we've seen weeks of these sustained demonstrations, hundreds of folks taking up residency outside City Hall in the last week. It's the city council members have faced so much pressure. They're not used to this. They've gotten calls, texts, people are protesting on the steps of their homes. You know, last night I was here in the plaza as the budget voting was being screened. It went past midnight and there were hundreds of people watching it live streamed from the plaza, like an outdoor film festival. People were booing when council members said they would vote to support, cheering when members said they would vote no. You know, I'd never quite seen a spectacle like that for a budget vote that seemed certain to pass.
So what was the reaction to the budget passing last night?
Right. You know, most of the people out here are not satisfied. They want deeper cuts and they want more systemic change. Here's Carly Johnson. I spoke to her last night. She's a 25-year-old mental health provider for foster children.
I think there's this like a real need to remember that we can celebrate as we continue to push for more. And I think that happens. I think you see the celebration in the continued push to be out here and to be fighting. Yeah, we're going to need something to change if you want to keep living. And I guess that's that fight that we say, like, no, it's not enough. We'll keep being out here.
Some organizers had originally said Occupy City Hall would disband after the budget vote, but other groups said they would stay. And, you know, I'm here now and there are several hundred people here still.
You talked to some city council members who also wanted more, but voted to support the budget anyway. What was their rationale?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Corey Johnson, we heard him say, the Speaker of the City Council yesterday admitted this wasn't a full $1 billion in cuts that activists have been pushing for. I talked to Councilman Steve Levin, who, like Yaz had mentioned, wanted a full-out hiring freeze, but the mayor's office would not budge on that point for NYPD officers. And, you know, there's also concerns from Councilman Mark Traeger, who chairs the Education Committee, about questions of how the funds will be moved from school safety from the NYPD to the Department of Education. He says the city should commit right away to ending the ability of school safety agents to arrest students and remove all metal detectors from schools. But so far, he says he hasn't gotten that commitment from the city. And the mayor said, you know, they're still sorting the details out yesterday.
Yasmin, some council members voted against the budget for these same reasons, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, people really wanted, I mean, besides the fiscal necessity of cutting the budget a bit from the NYPD, people wanted a whole reimagining of public safety, especially in communities of color and in communities that have been over-policed, that they feel have been over-policed. So given this moment where there have been, you know, massive protests for weeks and weeks, council members, elected officials felt like this was a lost opportunity.
Yes. Meanwhile, in recent weeks, there's been an increase in shootings and other street crime. Do you think that played a role in how far people were willing to go in making cuts to the NYPD?
I think it could have been. I mean, not just the spike in shootings itself, you know, and we're just at the beginning of the summer where gun violence does go up. This is part of the whole debate, though, too, is that, you know, communities with some of the highest rates of gun violence are also communities that need the most resources and investments by the city. So I think that there were council members who felt like they just were not ready to significantly pare back policing before communities are made whole, so to speak. And this budget can't do both of those things. This is a very austere year. And I think people want significant investments over time before we really see a dramatic shift in what policing looks like.
Yasmin, Gwen, thanks so much for taking the time. Yasmin Khan and Gwen Hogan are reporters in WNYC's newsroom.